at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Hour number two, we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
Bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. You can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got live streaming there, including a broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. And it's all free at freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, call toll-free 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or visit their website at freestateproject.org.
So, Scott, right before we went on here for hour number two, you said you needed to address something?
Oh, well, I was going to kind of bring it up naturally in conversation. I didn't need to jump right into it. I believe it was last week when I was doing the show with you. We were talking about wedding gifts. No, I'm sorry. This is something I heard in one of the archives. You guys were talking about wedding gifts.
You were there, though, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's the beautiful thing about Free Talk Live.
Well, you know, I'm so used to hearing some of the idiocy on this show. You know, when I'm in the room, it just all blends together. But Manwich was talking about wedding gifts, and you were, right, you know, anti-wedding gifts on some level. And you made the statement, well, man, which I give you a gift six nights a week, which I took to mean the spot on this show.
Yeah.
As if he provides nothing and you're just doing him a favor because you like him. And it was just like, man, which you don't count. Thank me for letting you in here. Thank me. Bow. Bow, man, which.
And no, I didn't say that. But a man which should...
You shouldn't expect anything for your birthday. You get to do a radio show for free. Come on!
Manwich needs to be humbled a little bit. You don't want your co-host, who's here six nights a week, to start getting cocky. You don't want him to start thinking that he owns the show, which he almost did for a little while there. But
well, part of it.
Luckily, we didn't go down that road. So you've got to just kind of beat him down into his place from time to time. And that was kind of the point when he went away on his trip to see his dad. You know, I had the other co-host come in and fill in for him. And, you know, you have to make the point that, Manwich, while you're talented and we love you, the show can be done without you. That's all I'm saying.
Manwich, wasn't your dad sick?
Yes, he was.
Dying of cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's nice.
What better time to teach him a lesson?
When you took your little trip, you know, your vacation,
right?
You know, the one where you're just like, I guess I can go see my dying father. Forget the show. I don't need to do that. And I don't know. I guess you just don't have your priorities
straight. Apparently, I'm all messed up in the head.
You should be thanking Ian that he allows you to not see your wife every day. Spend no time at home with your family. Ah, that's all right. Come in here and...
It's not like I've got a whip and I'm forcing him away from his life.
No, I know that. It's just the way you said it, though. It was just like, I don't know. I mean, I've heard you be arrogant on the air before, but that was the most arrogant-sounding thing I've ever heard come out of your head. It was just great.
You know,
just
I like
shows
to
what
talk,
an incredible jackass he is.
You know I like to talk down to Manwich. It's an on-air thing. We have fun.
See, I usually
have a lot of respect for Manwich.
Okay.
I'd have a lot more respect if he'd call more radio station for the show. But moving on. 800-259-9231. Somebody who's called probably more stations than Manwich for Free Talk Live. It's Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian,
hey,
Scott, and Manwich. Hey.
How you guys doing?
All right,
excellent,
how's it going,
sir?
Well, have you heard the latest about this, our guy that's going to be doing some civil disobedience in Concord, New Hampshire?
It's good you called in, because I was going to read the press release if I didn't hear from you tonight, Dave. What's going on?
Yeah, I wrote the press release.
I know you did.
What happened was, we have a gentleman who's going to defy the manicure licensing law in New Hampshire,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to do it right in front of the Board of Cosmetology, which enforces the law. And last week he sent them a note saying, I'm going to stand in front of your office and violate your law. And... So
he's going to give out, like, dollar manicures, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Right.
It'll be anarchy.
They apparently forwarded his note to the Attorney General, and the Attorney General's office called him yesterday and threatened to arrest him, and they're going to be cops there and everything.
Of course he's going to be there. That's what he wants.
Yes.
Right, well, it's turning out just... Well, he was worried that they weren't going to do anything.
Right.
He was worried
what if I held a protest and
nobody came? Right, yeah. It's a legitimate concern. I mean, yeah, okay, I'm there giving manicures, but if the cops and the press ignore me, then it's a waste, you know, it's a wasted effort.
Then all I've done is give away dollar manicures all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so it is working out how he planned. The cops are going to respond.
So far.
This is exciting, Dave.
He said that the gal at the Attorney General's office got, she's like, why are you doing this? And then he told her, and she got kind of polite and cordial after he explained what his reasoning was.
Well, he has said that apparently of all the business owners and the business people that he's talked to about his protest, apparently most people are on his side. Apparently most people agree that we shouldn't have these licensing laws.
Well, how can you get angry about, oh, it's a threat to humanity, you know, He's pulling out tweezers. He's you know, he's got clippers. What are we going to...
Nail polish. Look out.
Because if we let it go there, next thing you know, unlicensed mechanics are going to be changing fan belts. And, you know, we can't have that because then it'll cause accidents. And think about the children, Dave. What about the children?
Yeah.
For the children.
I think it's a brilliant concept. And I think his name is Mike. Is that right?
Yes. Mike Fisher.
Mike Fisher deserves to be applauded for having the cojones, the huevos, to actually stand up and be willing to be arrested for his beliefs. Because that's true courage in my book.
He saw the movie Gandhi, I guess, is what gave him the idea. And Gandhi had done a protest against the British monopoly on salt. He had to have a license to sell salt. So he just went out and sold salt. Mm. And Fisher is taking that, and he's just basically taking Gandhi's model and applying it to New Hampshire.
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Yep.
Yeah. Of course, the asinine part, by the way, we mentioned the government being a protection racket last hour, and this is a perfect example. What they're doing is they create artificial barriers to entry for people. Mike is, I think, in his early 20s, like 23 or something like that. He's a young person. He wants to get into, and he doesn't really want to become a cosmetologist, but he's doing this just to prove a point. If you are a young person or someone of limited means and you want to create your own business, in this case, cosmetology, you have to go through the licensing process. You have to go to some sort of government-approved cosmetology classes, which may cost a couple $1,000s, and who knows how many hours of your time you've got to toil away learning how to do various different things. And in many cases, in these classes, they teach you things that you'll never use in your business, and in some cases, they don't teach you. Like in the case of, I think it was a 15-year-old African girl, a black girl, who was braiding hair. She looked into actually taking the cosmetology classes, and in nowhere in the course curriculum did it specify African hair braiding. So she would have to take cosmetology classes and hair classes to be a licensed legal hair braider. But in those classes, they don't even cover what she's going to be doing.
That's nice.
Yeah. That's how asinine it is. It's nothing but a protection racket for those existing businesses.
Well, the other annoying thing is it removes the incentive for private companies to come in there and rape other companies.
And rape them? What?
Rape other companies.
Oh, rape.
You know, private companies like Consumer Reports and VeriSign. There's not enough of that going on because everybody thinks the government's doing it.
Via the licensing, you know, every time we get somebody who works at a restaurant on the air with us, I always like to ask how often the inspectors come around every year.
Yeah.
It's usually once or never, and they always call in advance of them showing up. It's a big joke. The whole government licensing game is just, it's like they're playing charades or something like that. They're just kind of pretending like they're protecting people. And as a matter of fact, there's really no protection going on. It's just another bureaucracy to enrich some middle-class bureaucrats.
It's like a scene from Monty Python where they say, bring the rack, torture her with, and the guy brings a dish rack. And he's like, okay, we'll just pretend to torture her.
Yeah, exactly. Dave, great call. Thank you for it. We'll talk to you again. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Brandon wants to talk about protecting the children. You can call in and talk about anything. This is your show, 1-800-259-9231. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free telephone number that allows you to hijack the airwaves and bring up whatever you want, whether it be a political issue or some agenda that you want to push, a personal problem. We'll take your calls. 800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with literally thousands of posts and hundreds of people interacting. We were just talking about the BBS during the break.
We were, because it's that kind of a happening place.
It really is. It's like the Free Talk Live playground, as I've recently called it. It's a lot of fun, actually, there.
That's right. Little girls to pick up if you're into that kind of...
No.
We don't have a lot of little girls posting on our site, I don't think.
Lindsay, I think, is probably the only one who's underage, but Actually, she hasn't even been there for a little while. Anyway, bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. A lot of fun. Go check it out. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. This is your show, and you can take control. Brandon in Indiana. Brandon, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Scott and Manwich.
Hello, Ian Scott and Manwich.
Hello, how are Brandon.
Hey, I can't remember where I heard it, but it looks like America, the land of the free, has become America, the land of the government permit.
Yeah.
And on the protecting the children, whenever somebody says we got to protect the children, just say, and how do you think those children are going to feel once they grow up and find themselves in a brave new world?
That's a good question.
That makes them think.
Maybe they'll feel protected.
And by brave new world, you guys know what I mean, don't you?
Aldous Huxley's Brave New World.
Yes. Orwell, the kind of thing like that.
Yeah, I actually, that was one of the few books that I somewhat read in high school was Brave New World.
Yeah.
Interesting book. And let me see, in this book there are different classes of people. There's the A-level person, there's the B-level person, and depending on what your grade level is, I guess you could say, depends on, determines what job you have in society.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is given soma, which is this sort of a some sort of soporific or some sort of hallucinogenic drug at the end of the day is like the government's way of keeping them in line, basically.
Hmm.
As I recall, it's been a while since I've read the book, but it's an interesting book.
Yeah, a lot of those books are pretty good. I think 1984, Orwell was actually a socialist, but he was scared to death of communism.
Really?
That's what I've heard. I can't really back that up with a source.
Interesting.
So if somebody wants to call in and correct me, do it.
That is one that I actually haven't read, is 1984, believe it or not.
Yeah, I've read Animal Farm, but I haven't read 84. And, I just wanted to bring up the bulletin board system. Right now, we're all talking about a way we could eliminate taxes and have prisoners pay off their own debts. So if you have any of you listening have any good ideas, just hop on the BBS and chime in.
Yeah, that's kind of the restitution system, which we've touched on recently on the show. The idea that if you steal somebody's wallet, you owe them that money back plus a percentage for
plus 5 times that. I mean,
well, so 5 times, I don't know about that. Maybe 10% or 20% or something like that. But I think 5 times is a little extreme.
I'll let you guys go.
But whatever the jury decides, Brandon, thanks for
there
the call.
You go. Yeah.
1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Harry Brown.
Now, I read...
you made that sound like he was on the phone.
No, I
wish he was. I read Brave New World, 1984, and another book called We by Yevgeny Zamyatin, all at the same time. I decided I'm going to read these three negative utopia books.
Like one chapter at a time out of each?
No, I read them, one after another.
Sequentially.
Yeah, sequentially. Okay. And they all kind of ran together on me, so I can't remember whether Brave New World has, this scene.
I understand.
I can't remember.
1984 is a great book. I'll loan you my copy of it.
Oh, yeah. Very good, sir.
Yeah.
I'll read it after I'm done with the other five books that are in my queue. It's not very long, is it?
No, it's a relatively short book. You could finish it in a day.
All right, very good. Harry Brown, unfortunately, not on the phones with us, but I do have his home number, so we could work things out.
Give him a call. He'll be like, yo, HB!
I think it's against the law to call him up and put him on the radio before you ask him about putting him around on the radio.
You're right about that. It actually is against the law to do that. So whenever you hear those morning shows doing it, it's usually pre-recorded.
Yeah.
Anyway, Harry Brown is just brilliant, and I thoroughly enjoy reading his stuff. And this one from his website, of course, harrybrown.org. From time to time, he says, someone writes an essay that impresses enough people that the essay is circulated from hand to hand throughout the Internet. I recently received such an essay. It consists of a series of did-you-know questions. The purpose, obviously, is to make us realize that we don't know the whole story of what's happening in Iraq, thanks to the liberal media. And if we did know the whole story, we'd be getting down on our knees and thanking George Bush for being so much more far-sighted than we are. Or something like that. However, the questions indicate that the writer himself is a little confused about the war, and especially uninformed about pre-war Iraq. And so here it is. Here are the actual phrases from the letter he got, and then Harry Brown's response. From the letter. Did you know there are more than 1,100 building projects going on in Iraq? They include 364 schools, 67 public clinics, 15 hospitals, 83 railroad stations, 22 oil facilities, 93 water facilities, and 69 electrical facilities. Isn't that amazing, Manwich?
That's great. Look at the steps forward.
Well, as Harry Brown points out, did you know that none of that work would be necessary if the U.S. military hadn't destroyed so many buildings and public facilities in the first place? Here's the next.
They very well take over a country you don't destroy, though. Just make it clear.
Here's the next.
You just come in with flowers. And you're just like,
we're here,
everyone.
Take over.
Have a flower. We're your leaders.
Flowerplace.com.
From theflowerplace.com.
Exactly. Nice plug.
Here's the next quote from this particular letter. Did you know that 3,100 schools have been renovated? 364 schools are under rehabilitation. 263 schools are now under construction. And 38 new schools have been built in Iraq. Did you know that 4.3 million Iraqi children were enrolled in primary school by mid-October? Did you know that Iraq's higher educational structure now consists of 20 universities, 46 institutes or colleges, and 4 research centers? Wow! Isn't that amazing?
Well, I'm
all of this must have happened over the last year, all of these schools and all this education springing up. Well, actually, Harry Brown says, did you know that before the U.S. invaded, Iraq was generally considered to have the best educational system and the best medical facilities in the entire Middle East?
I didn't know that.
That's something I knew.
Here's the next quote from the letter. Did you know that 25 Iraq students departed for the United States in January 2004 for the reestablished Fulbright program? And Harry says, of course, it's time for them to get on the dole from the U.S. government. Well, did you know that the Iraqi police service has over 55,000 fully trained and equipped police officers? And there are 5 police academies in Iraq that produce over 3,500 new officers every 8 weeks? Harry Brown says, did you know that Iraq had all that and more before the U.S. invaded Iraq? Or did Saddam Hussein operate his fabled police state with only the help of his 2 sons? Finally, it says, did you know that the Iraqi government employs 1.2 million Iraqi people? Harry says, good for them. Pretty soon they'll have a bureaucracy as big as America's. And the last one, did you know that the Iraqi Navy is operational? They have 5 100-foot patrol craft, 34 smaller vessels, and a naval infantry regiment. Iraq's Air Force consists of 3 operation squadrons, 9 reconnaissance and 3 U.S. C-130 transport aircraft, which operate day and night, and will soon add 16 UH-1 helicopters and 4 Bell Jet Rangers, as well as a partridge and a pear tree. And then finally, Harry says, sounds like Iraq will pretty soon be able to invade a country of its own.
Aw.
Pretty soon.
Our little kid's growing up so fast.
Unfortunately, the other news from Iraq is that the top military brass has finally publicly admitted that the insurgency has not diminished one iota from a year ago.
And its new government, not exactly taken hold.
800-259-9231, this is Free Talk Live.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4700. 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the show toll-free. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
And again, you can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Join us online. We've got the archives, last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. And over there in the column with the archives, you'll find various different voting links, including one to podcastpickle.com. You can go and vote.
That's the greatest. I don't know. Podcast Pickle.
Yeah, they're a rising star in the podcasting world.
That's good.
Yeah. So you can go and vote for Free Talk
Live. It's a memorable name. It's all that matters.
Well, any podcasting website with Free Talk Live as the number one podcast is good in my book.
Yeah.
So there
keep on plugging them.
So, yeah. 800-259-9231. Scott, let's go with one of your issues.
Oh, here. Okay. Hold on. I was not prepared for that. That's fine. We'll talk about paranoia then.
Okay.
Yeah, we've talked about personal property laws and all that stuff. We'll talk about paranoia now.
Good cover, Scott.
A situation that looked like someone was trying to kidnap children actually turned out to be a very poorly timed prank. A pickup truck playing ice cream truck music in Mishawaka somewhere.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
It would be your neighborhood.
In this neighborhood, caused parents to call police because it was just a pickup truck driving around playing ice cream truck music.
Right.
Turns out two high school boys thought it would be funny to use the familiar music to get kids to run toward their truck.
This is cool.
Yeah. All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to... Dude, I got this, like, tape recorder?
Yeah.
No, dude, when I was like 7, I took my little Fisher-Price thing with the microphone, I recorded the ice cream truck. Dude, I've had that tape sitting in the basement for like 12 years. And I just got these huge speakers. We'll play the ice cream truck music on my truck. All the little kids will run up, they'll think they're getting ice cream, it'll be great!
Ha ha ha, then we'll speed away! Ha 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 ha!
Maybe they'll chase us. That's awesome.
And when, they were just driving a regular truck?
Yeah, just pickup truck.
Okay, that'll fool them.
Just a bunch of idiots.
Actually, there's a dude here in Tampa Bay with a big old freezer on the back of his truck that really, and he really does sell ice cream out of it.
Really?
I don't think a regular old truck would.
He just has ice cream stickers on that freezer. That's where he keeps the kids.
Now, I remember when I was a kid, there was a guy on my street who had a car that had the Dukes of Hazzard, the Dixie, General Lee kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
Dixie.
Yeah.
He'd blow that horn whenever he left the house.
I just
thought that was the coolest thing around.
That's only something you find in the South, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure that you don't find that up in North Carolina.
Was he actually driving a Charger, though?
It was not a Charger, no.
When I was a teenager, I actually had a PA system in my truck.
Oh, God.
I just thought it was a cool idea. I hardly ever used it for anything.
Attention.
Yeah, you could talk to people with it, you know, on the road. Kind of freaked them out a little bit. But
I bet it did.
About it. It wasn't really that cool.
Yeah. The coolest thing that I ever saw on a truck, there was this truck that would come down my street fairly often, and he had some speakers on his truck, and he had this recording sound of tires screeching and a cat yowling. And every time he turned the corner onto my street, he'd play that as he turned the corner, like he was crashing it. And he had crash sounds and just all kinds of different things. And so he would just make awful, awful noises as he turned onto the street. He came by probably once every couple of weeks. I'm sure he was, like, dating someone or something.
So the parents are freaked out about this whole ice cream thing.
Yeah, they thought, all the parents thought that these people were just trying to lure the kids to the truck to, you know, abduct them.
Now, there has been a rash of child abductions
recently. People are freaked out.
You know, I drive a 1995 red minivan, and...
Is that what one of the things that was being searched
for? The big one from Bradenton that's the new... Amber Alert, that's local for us here, but it's a big nationwide Amber Alert. The guy was driving a 1995 red Ford Aerostar.
Yeah. Same model, right?
I drive a 95 red Chevy Astro.
Have you been pulled over?
I haven't been pulled over, but I've gotten looks.
You do kind of look like the child molester type.
I do, kind of, and, you know...
The big fat guy in the red minivan all by himself.
Exactly. Not clean shaven. I've got this scruffy beard and this long unkempt hair, right. And it's just kind of like, hey. Hey, little girl. I just need to get some ice cream truck music on my van.
I'm sufficiently freaked out. Let's go to Al in Texas. Al, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Scott and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, how you doing? I just wanted to finish up a little bit on the conversation about the five-year-old who was out of control there in St. Petersburg last
sure.
week or so.
Okay.
Yeah, basically, I think what we probably need to figure out is, in a circumstance like that, are we going to send a squad of police to try and subdue the child, or are we going to use various other types of coercive methods, including spanking her rear end in order to try and get her in line? Real quick, one of the things is, now I consider myself a libertarian, and I consider myself somebody who is very much for freedom, but at the same time, I don't think we can have freedom without individuals acting responsibly. And unfortunately, in a situation like that, you have a child that is just out of control. Obviously, the parents did not act responsibly in raising that child. And consequently, I think what needs to be done in that situation is the child needs to have, a rear end paddled so that I don't have to pay the taxes to send a squad of police officers to try and subdue a five-year-old.
Actually, let's just take it a step further. Let's give the teacher a blackjack. There you go.
The girl
starts getting out of hand, just hit her at the base of the neck.
No, I think what we should use is what's been used for centuries and millennium, actually, in order to keep children in line. I mean, violence, let's just be real. Violence is good.
No, violence is not
violence
good,
Violence is good when you...
This is the reason why the kid is acting out in the first place.
No, it
because
isn't.
Odds are good her parents beat her at home.
Oh, yeah, right.
I disagree completely.
No.
Yeah, but I don't agree with Al either. Al, here's what my problem with it is that one should be, in a free country, one should be able to raise their child in any manner that they think is great.
Kids are responsible.
But the problem is that basically we're forced into sending our kids into public school. Now, you don't have to, but you do have to pay for it, right?
Well, yes.
And that's the problem. Now, if you want to send your kid to a school where spankings are allowed, that's great. If I want to send my kid to a school where they only use timeout and, you know, they call the cops if the kid gets out of hand, that would be my prerogative, too.
You need to pay for it. Listen, nothing's free, my friend.
I agree, totally.
We don't want it to be free.
What do you think, then? You want me to pay for having psychiatrists and
timeout? Al, what we're talking about is the libertarian solution here. It allows you to have your kids be beat in school, and it allows me to have my kids be safe in school, and it makes it so if we get rid of government schools, if we get rid of government-run education, then we each get to choose what schools our kids go to. And no, it's not going to be free, but it's not free right now.
And yet, you know what? The school Ian sends his kids to might be more expensive, but that doesn't matter because that expense is coming out of Ian's own pocket. It's not a distributed expense like taxes are now.
One of the things that you're not really realistically looking at, I think, is the fact that you sound like a very responsible individual. Look, there are a lot of parents out there who are just totally irresponsible.
So?
How are we going to
beat them into line, Al? Are you going to beat these people into line and force them to take care of their kids the right way?
Let me tell you something. For millennium, parents used various types of corporal punishment on their kids.
So? Good for them.
It worked very well. Look,
Right,
are you advocating that everybody's kids be punished corporally?
Now, of course not.
Well,
of course not.
Okay, then. You send your kids to school where they get
these situations, and I think there are circumstances where corporal punishment is needed in order to take a child who is so out of line. And
great, Al. Send your kids to that school. Thank you. 800-259. We'll talk to you later. Good call. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit discountwatchstore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit discountwatchstore.com/radio today. That is discountwatchstore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Your calls are coming in. We go to them. This is the show you can control. Bring up political, personal, whatever's on your mind. Al just got off the phones with us, and we didn't have too much time to get real deep into it. But Al's right. There are some parents that don't have very much responsibility in their lives. They don't raise their kids in the way that many of us would like to see them raise their kids, and their kids might act out as a result of it, and that's bad.
And they might grow up to be bad people.
Too. They might.
Certainly the possibility exists.
It's
statistically true that convicts raise convicts.
In a free market school system, though, there would be your school that you send your kids to would have the ability to eject kids like that. If there were kids acting out, they could just say, well, that's your second time acting out. You violated our policy. See you later. We're canceling your contract. And the bad kids would not be forced to go to school like we have today, where kids who are bad are forced to go to school with the rest of the kids who are actually trying to learn. No wonder we have classroom disruptions and we have problem kids on campus. They're forced to be there.
Plus, there could be, schools for parents who like a little bit more of the
absolutely
the corporal punishment.
There are those schools today.
You act out, you know, you get a broken bone.
They're called military academy.
Yep.
Oh, but not just that. There's plenty of schools that do corporal punishment, and I'm more or less a supporter of it as long as I get to choose the school. I feel much better about a private school principal paddling my child than I do about a public school.
And I feel better about sending my kids to a school where there is no violence like that. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun to Wesley in Colorado. Wesley, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Scott and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
I just wanted to call and say that I really appreciate your program. It's nice to hear an alternative voice in the media.
Well, we're glad you're out there listening, Wesley. Is this your first time?
It is.
Oh, congratulations. How did you stumble across Free Talk Live?
Off the internet.
Excellent. Where specifically, do you know?
GCN.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, we're on six nights a week, Monday through Friday, from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern, and we also have a live Saturday show from 7 to 10, so plenty of opportunities for you to get a dose of Free Talk Live.
Great. I also wanted to talk about how the appalling lack of media coverage in the Iraq war, you know. It's as though this is a deathless war.
Yeah, they've sort of fallen asleep on that whole thing, haven't they?
Yeah, it's until I got on the internet and actually found some alternative voices out there. I was only hearing one story, and it reminds me of 1929 in Germany when people were just.
I was just 3 years old. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It reminds me of Germany right before, you know, Hitler took power when people were beating the drums of war.
There are some very bizarre similarities, that's for sure. Good call, man. Thanks for it. Make us call us again sometime, Wesley.
Okay, thanks.
All right, 800-259-9231. That is a good point. There are some ominous parallels, if you will, between early, or like 40s, 30s, 40s era Germany and the United States today.
Well, Germany proposed to be an imperialistic power, mm-hmm. and we are proposing the same.
They also had the burning of the Reichstag, which was a set-up deal by Hitler and his crew to help them gain more power over the state of Germany.
And some would say the same is true of the Twin Towers.
Some would say that. Whether or not it was set up, the results are the same. The government has more power. Let's go to Brian in Indiana. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Scott Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, I was calling about, I heard you guys discussing the Penn and Teller show about the male genital mutilation.
That's correct. They discussed circumcision this week on Penn and Teller's BS. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just wondering, you said that they showed the procedure.
They did.
How did they do that procedure, the one they showed?
They showed three or four different ones.
Right, there was this little implement, I don't know what they call it, but it's only for circumcising kids, and it goes over the glands of the unit, and then they basically snip around this little circle of metal, and they kind of use it as their guide, if you will.
It's like giving somebody a bowl haircut.
Yeah.
Did they show the burning?
No, I don't think they showed any burning. What do they burn?
They burn off the excess. That's actually how mine was done.
Really?
Yeah, they...
Yours sounds particularly brutal.
Yeah, I guess that used to be a pretty common practice. I don't know if they're still doing it or not, but my mom did it to me for not for any religious reasons, just because they told her it was more hygienic or whatever. But
wait a minute, your mom did it herself, or she took you to the hospital?
Well, yeah, she did it at the hospital.
I'm thinking she did it with a book of matches or something. You really had me there for a second.
Right, she just strapped you down and pulled out a butane lighter. She's just like, I was going to go start the grill, but since I got this out, I might as well get this thing going, too. Have a seat, little boy.
No. But I guess I screamed so loud that it too didn't do it to my little brother. So at least
really?
Well, that would be because your penis was on fire.
I imagine I did scream, yeah.
Yeah,
well, the kids in the episode were certainly screaming, and it was quite unsettling to watch. It was a very disturbing episode of Penn and Teller's BS, but nonetheless a very eye-opening one as well. And of course, it's just going to give us an extra topics to talk about every week when I watch each one of these episodes, because they're just that good. I take it you're a fan of Penn and Teller?
I love that show. That was the only show that I watched when I still had cable.
I agree with you. That's the only show that I would watch as well. I actually personally believe it was the best television show I've ever seen. Would you agree?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Very good. Brian, I like it when people agree with me. We'll talk to you later. Thanks. 800-259-9231.
So few do. So few times.
Well, look, he's found your replacement, man, which if you ever get uppity about the gift he's given you.
That's right. This gift of 13 hours extra work a week.
Actually, I like it. I like it more when people disagree. That's what makes for good radio. So don't ever hold back. If you disagree with Free Talk, with anyone on Free Talk Live, we want you to call in. We'll give you plenty of chances to air your opinions. And we're always looking for someone who likes the war on drugs at 800-259-9231.
Notice the people that had agreed with us this particular segment, they didn't stay on long. But the ones that disagree get a whole segment.
You're
usually
right about that. 800-259-9231. Mark in, looks like Louisiana is hanging on. And your calls as well. We'll see if we can fit them in. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control, bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind goes. And don't forget, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we've got the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've sent in their photos to be part of the Shrine, and we really do appreciate that. And if you're a female listener, all you have to do is send us your picture at ftl@freetalklive.com. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
In the remaining moments of the show, we'll see if we can fit your calls in. First, let's go to Mark in Las Vegas. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you gentlemen doing?
Excellent. So, Red, how are things out in the land of sun, sand, and sin?
It's been...
You can't really talk
been,
about that.
It's been like a monsoon.
Oh, really?
Like the last several months. Rain.
We don't get those over here.
But, yeah, we normally don't get monsoons in Vegas, but...
the desert.
Yeah, but yeah. It's rained quite a bit.
Those damn desert monsoons. Those things are tricky, too. You never see those bastards coming.
Oh, actually, it's typhoons that we don't get over here
right.
in Florida.
Go ahead with your subject, please.
But I noticed one of you guys had mentioned something about the Iraq insurgency being undiminished. The news
yes.
story that came out, was it like yesterday or Wednesday?
I believe it was yesterday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had read that article and read some excerpts from Richard Myers' press conference. And I'll tell you, the subterfuge... and it's also palpable. I mean, it's just like right in front of our faces. I mean, it's just breathtaking. I mean, the pomposity. He gets up here, and in fact, this is an exact quote during the press conference. He says, "I'm going to say this. I think we are winning. Okay, I think we're definitely winning. I think we've been winning for some time." Close quote. It's just like, what are we winning? You know, I'm trying to figure this one out.
Same way we were winning in Vietnam.
But, I mean, yeah, to get up there, I mean, in one breath, he says the insurgency is undiminished. And, I mean, this is a clearly unwinnable war. You know, this war against disloyalty, basically. You know, the disloyal psyche.
You know, that's one of the best questions, simplest and best, most poignant questions that I've heard asked. What are we winning?
Yeah. And
in
then,
Iraq.
And then he turns around and says, we're winning. You know, and it's like, what? What are we winning? You know, yeah, I wish more people would ask this.
More people are dying over time. More of our boys and girls are perishing and breathing their last breath in this hellish dirt land. I saw these pictures on the Drudge Report from Yahoo.com of this sandstorm that was blowing across Iraq, apparently, earlier today. Just a frightening place to be. The last place that somebody like me would want to be.
You don't see that in Vegas.
Especially a clean freak like myself. I don't know what I would do in a sandstorm.
You would lose your mind.
The thing blows through and everything's covered with a layer of filth.
If you had electronics, you would cry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. So, great question, Mark, and we're glad you called in to make it. And call us again sometime, all right?
Take care.
800-259-9231. Just a great, great question. What are we winning in Iraq? What's the prize? What are the spoils of this war?
I'll tell you, whatever they are, they belong to the government of the United States of America. They're not to its citizens.
I think they said everybody gets Pez. I'm not sure, but I think that's what it was.
I'm changing my position now. 800-259-9231. As long as it's the old school Pez, Walmart's been selling this like low-end cheap Pez,
bad.
Which they've been cutting costs on, and I don't care
Walmart
for it.
Bad.
Only original, only grape.
Hey, well, more Free Talk Live tomorrow night, the Saturday night edition. Join us starting at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manish.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com.